Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a while since we had a Jessica Fish update. If you remember correctly, Jessica's mother brought her son Walt a fish last month. Jessica either accidentally murdered or...
It was an accident. Well, did not murder my fish.
I mean,
well, did you?
I changed the water a little bit and it died, but it was looking sickly before that. We bought the cheap fish.
Okay. It's a betta fish.
And, and here's the thing. Producer Jessica was against Walt getting that fish because she felt Walt really wasn't in a spot to have a fish.
Yes.
It died. We're thinking, okay, that's the end of it. Well, then she went and got another one. What's the status? Please tell us you didn't murder this one too.
Did not murder it. The fish is alive and well. Walt could care less about the fish. Never looks. I'm always like, Walt, look at the fish. Look at, we call him Finnegan because the first one was Finn. Second one's Finnegan.
Yes. I love
that's
name.
A great name. That is a great name.
Walt looks at it for 2 seconds and then runs away.
He's done.
Doesn't care.
Okay.
I have become fully obsessed with this fish.
Now the person who didn't want anything to do with the fish is now the one who's obsessed with the fish.
Oh, I talk to him all the time. When I come up to the tank, he always comes up and greets me. And I was like, hey, buddy, what you doing?
Are you having a good day, John?
Oh, you were there?
I met Finnegan.
Can you confirm that the fish actually greets Jessica?
I can confirm that Finnegan greeted me when I went up to the tank to say hi and put my finger up. He came right up there like, how's it going?
He is a very friendly fish. He likes people a lot. Mostly because that he knows when people come up, that usually means food, but not all the time. I'll just go over there and talk to him, and he comes and sees me, and he, you know, opens his little mouth like, oh, hi, how are you? I think that's how he talks.
What do you talk to the fish about?
You know, how life is going, current events. We talked a lot about Justin Bieber the other day.
Is Finnegan a good listener?
He is. Okay. Real good listener.
He doesn't have ears, so I was kind of wondering, you know, how that works.
He's kind of picky. I call him a picky little B-word.
Okay.
Because, you know, the fish flakes you get? He eats the fish flakes. That's what we give him. But he'll only eat the pink ones. The rest of them won't touch.
So it's safe to say that Finnegan is finicky.
Yes. Very finicky.
I love how all of a sudden you're in love with it. That happens a lot, though, with pets. The person who is the most adamant against them becomes the one who loves them the most.
Well, I guess talking to your fish is no different than me talking to my dog, Roger the puppy. So.
Yeah.
He doesn't answer back either.
Right.
And he smiles once in a while.
And the fish doesn't lick you. That's about the only difference,
right? Yeah, and he's lovely. We had a whole big change. I had to walk him through completely changing out his water over the weekend. And we got through it together. He was a little stressed out.
Maybe maybe spending too much time with the fish?
I think I am. Jeff the other day was like, still talking to that fish? And I'm like, yeah, well, he's my buddy.
There you go.
What does it say when your fish is more entertaining than your husband?
Uh-oh.
Sounds like an episode of Oprah. Yikes.
Well, good. That's Fish Update. Finnegan the Fish Update. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.